You know, the Page One Challenge is a lot like the show The Voice. The Voice does blind vocal auditions, so only the singer's skill matters. Will the judges turn their chairs to see who the singer is? On the Page One Challenge, only the first page of a book matters, and you are the judge. Will hearing page one make you want to turn your metaphorical chair and read the book? That's the challenge. Page one. You have the right to be happy. These words came from the depths of Brianne's dream. The woman's voice was familiar enough, but she was unable to visualize her. Sometimes Brianne would dream about her deceased mother this way, but this time it wasn't her mom's voice she heard. Brianne awoke slowly with the comforting sensation that she wasn't alone in the world, that someone was thinking of her and wishing her well. The pleasant drowsiness evaporated gradually and was replaced with a throbbing headache. As Brianne came back to stark reality, she realized she had no reason for any feeling of well-being, particularly today.
"I'm here, Snurds."
The loud, abrasive voice came from behind her closed bedroom door. Groaning as she got to her feet, Brianne grasped the headboard firmly to steady herself. For a moment, it was as if the weight of her head would make her neck snap. She took four careful steps to the door and, upon reaching it, felt she had won a battle. One small victory, Brianne thought as she opened the door. Sitting on the dining room floor, a big red, blue, and yellow macaw parrot stared at her with his head tilted to one side and a mischievous glint in his eye. The whole preceding evening, he had watched Brianne disintegrate into tears as she became more and more drunk on rather bitter yet lingeringly sweet Campari. He had tried to comfort her with his soft pecking caresses and cooing sounds. However, losing all patience with her after midnight, he began scolding her. In retaliation and deaf to his protests, she drove him out of the bedroom and shut him out.
"I'm so sorry, Balthazar. I don't know what came over me," she managed to mumble hoarsely as she came out of her room.
Obviously still offended, the parrot strutted past Brianne's bare feet, straight to the kitchen, flew up to the windowsill, and from there into his cage, which was suspended from the ceiling. This meant he was insulted and would be in a mood, which could last anywhere from an hour up to 3 days, depending on the unknown machinations of the parrot psyche. This fowl definitely had a mind of his own. Brianne lacked the strength to appease him with tender words and his favorite treats, let alone being wary of his sharp beak in his present mood. Back in her bedroom, she sat down on the bed. Her body and mind needed time to regain any semblance of balance. The right to be happy. When do people say that? She reached for her tablet on the nightstand and typed in the word happiness in the search box. Happiness is the meaning and the whole purpose and sense of human existence. No one could put it like Aristotle. She scrolled further down to the United States of America's Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah, we Americans were first, of course, she sighed to herself. 1776. The concept was revolutionary, so we and good old King George went to war over it. We Americans have the right to be happy. But what about us Brits? Her British half didn't have to think long. There is no British constitution. Is that why we Americans tend to grin from ear to ear and we Brits have that stiff upper lip? She wondered. It didn't matter. Lied to and cheated on by an individual unworthy of being called a man, she, Brianne Redding, her other half being American, had a constitutional right to happiness. That was page one of The Quest for the Talisman by D.W. Rettinger, published by Indelible Books. The author told me, "I love having my characters show their vulnerable side and that they cannot take themselves too seriously. Humor's definitely the key here." And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to The Page One Challenge. See you next time.